This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this shit is really serious, bro.
I mean, she's not wrong, right? It's 800,000 people. It's businesses, as we were telling you yesterday, looking for regulations that aren't coming. It's government data about the economy that is getting spottier by the day, about which this, by the way, we got our weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning because the Department of Labor is funded, for what it's worth. It was a pretty good number. First-time claims were down last week. The catch is that report doesn't include federal government workers filing for jobless benefits. In Colorado, which has a lot of federal workers, 20% of claims last week came from furloughed federal workers. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that might just be the beginning.
Is that tall ice, non-fat latte?
Albert Romero filed for unemployment just after Christmas, about 5 days into the shutdown. He does administrative work for the U.S. Department of Commerce in Boulder, but I'm meeting him at Starbucks because his office is, closed.
I just wanted to get my name in the queue to ensure that I could meet my obligations. Whatever little income that I could get through unemployment would help definitely pay for the mortgage and car payment.
It's been nearly a month and still no check. The waiting period in Colorado is up to 6 weeks. Fortunately, Romero's wife just got a job as an accountant after being unemployed for months. He figures they can last till March without missing bills.
And I'm hoping that we're back before the six-week waiting period so that we can just go back and do our work and get paid for what we do.
Kristen Flores, a federal research scientist based near Chicago, got her first unemployment check last Friday, 2 weeks after applying, and just in time, too. Her husband's job as a barista is part-time. They have two young kids, and
we've had one of those kind of almost comical, if it wasn't happening to you, years where the dishwasher breaks, we get into two not-at-fault accidents, but our deductibles still haven't been recovered, the basement flooded. It was just one thing after another, which really depleted the savings that we did have.
As the shutdown drags on, more workers are turning to unemployment insurance for help. And they should, says Michelle Evermore with the National Employment Law Project.
Unemployment insurance is there to help workers who've become unemployed through no fault of their own and their families, but also their communities, because people who receive an unemployment benefit spend that in the local economy.
Evermore says the benefit typically covers 30 to 50% of a worker's lost paycheck. They'll have to return the money after they receive back pay, assuming they can get it. Gabrielle Resch McNally is a researcher with the Department of Agriculture in Corvallis, Oregon. When we spoke, she had just faxed off a year's worth of pay stubs to the state unemployment office.
Because they can't confirm my employment, because my employer is not responding to these kinds of requests.
To qualify, she also has to prove she's actively job hunting.
It is odd, you know, because I do have a job that I would like to get back to, and I'm not trying to leave my job. So there's it's complicated, and it's not without a fair number of kind of hoops to jump through.
Hoops she can't afford to avoid, because if the shutdown lasts much longer, she might actually need a new job. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.